Probably better pray, huh? Mm-hmm. It's us again, Lord. Thank you for always walking with us. We're looking at your book again, and we need to know what you need us to know. Help us learn today. Give us the message so we can carry it to others, the message of your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. All kidding aside, it's really, really nice to see you. Yeah. Thank you forever who paid bail. Really good to be with you. You could have laughed at that. That was a little funny, paying the bail. You know I've been in jail, don't you? Yes. So, ever been interrupted? Right? Doing your own deal and all of a sudden it's, what? I leave my door open on purpose at church because I kind of like interruptions. Something happens in interruptions. There's that statement, one guy said, hey, excuse me, I'm sorry. Did the middle of my sentence interrupt the beginning of yours? Wow. Ever engage your mouth before your brain? Yeah, me too. Is it just me when you read this? Is it just me, or do you think there's other interruptions going on in this book? Especially the reading that Pastor Becca read. Some time ago, someone told me that I'm supposed to pay attention to the interruptions. Do you ever plan stuff? Write it all down. We're moving. So we're writing down the list, this and this. We've got to go to this. We're going to do this. If you ever want to hear God laugh, tell him what your plans are for the day. Oh, yeah, Lord, but I had these good plans. You can always pray, and you can always get yourself off the hook at the end. Say, thy will be done. You've said that in the Lord's Prayer. We lay it all down at the foot of the cross and then say, hey, Lord, thy will be done. We don't always understand. Thy will be done. One of my favorite stories is an interruption. It takes place where Jesus is teaching in this house and it's packed. You can't get in. There's no one. So this guy who's been paralyzed forever, long, long time, he's got four buddies and they climb up on the roof and they rip the roof off. You with me? And what do? They lower this guy down right in front of Jesus' lap. I mean, talk about interruption. Wow. What does he do? Well, Jesus takes place and helps this guy and heals him. But I'm thinking these ordinary guys are doing extraordinary things. I have not taken the roof off of someone else's house to help a buddy. Today's reading, I think you can make this stretch. It's ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Tabitha, I think, is the central character of the book. No offense to Pete, he gets some mention too. Aramaic name is Tabitha, equivalent to the Greek. They're both same name, same definition. Definition of Tabitha in Greek is what? Gazelle. That's going to be on the final when you get up there. Pay attention. Tabitha, it says, was a disciple. Cool. Did you ever think there were any female disciples? Yeah, lots of them. Lots of them. She was devoted to doing good works and acts of charity. This woman helped others. Most women do. Right? She may have been a widow, may have, we don't know for sure. Possibly she had lots of resources, financial resources. Maybe that's how she was able to help so many other people with the resources she's been given in some way. In any case, there's no doubt she was loved by many, many people. Today, Peter gets interrupted, right? He's doing this deal 10 miles away because he finds out Peter, these two guys get interrupted that are sent to Pete. And Pete gets interrupted. A healing takes place, right? The new life for the spiritual gazelle, Tabitha Dorcas. Sometimes we forget that God works through ordinary people like you and like me. We think it has to be something way out there. No. Check your pulse. God got you out of bed this morning. You're doing something for somebody else right here, right now. You're loving each other up. You are the body of Christ. And individual members, you. Sometimes we forget that. Tabitha sewed clothing and then gave that to poor widows. She had a common skill given to her by God, and then God uses that to bless the world. Question we can ask ourselves, do we have a common talent that we can use to help others? The answer is yes. Look at what happens. Tabitha Dorcas dies. Some unnamed women are doing what? With compassion, they're washing her body, preparing her for burial, and placing her in an upper room for a viewing. I'm guessing these same women showed compassion and maybe comforted her before she died. A brow on her head, wiping it, water, pray, compassion, love. Caring for the sick, loving others, caring for the dead, ordinary things, common people. And those poor guys that get interrupted, go find Pete, they bring Pete back. They did what? They carried the message of God's love, and so do you. You can do it today, as a matter of fact. Doesn't take a whole lot of time. Maybe it's just a little thing like writing a note to someone or texting them or calling them and saying, how you doing? What's going on? Long time no talk. So, what did you hear that Peter did in this? Peter did what? Peter raised Tabitha from the dead, right? Wrong. It says in verse what? Verse 46. Peter put all the people outside the room, just like Jesus did with that other little kid, remember? Then he knelt down and he prayed. If you have nowhere else to go, get on your knees. Kneeling keeps you in good standing. And what's the other one? It's impossible to lose your footing when you're on your knees. Yeah, we can always pray for others, especially those people who bug us. That says that in the book, too. We're supposed to pray for people who bug us. He prayed. He knew he had no power in and of himself to raise Tabitha from the dead, but he knew the power to do this would come from Jesus alone. Pete's a guy who was face to face with Jesus, right? I read the other day that there is an ability that God really, really enjoys. Any idea what it is? What ability stands out to you? Is it, sociability, compatibility, accountability, adaptability? Reliability? No. The greatest ability is what? Availability. It's crucial for me when I turn my will and my life over to the care of God in the morning that ability without availability is a liability. I don't know about you, but I need help every day. We're almost done. Peter copied what he saw Jesus do with that little girl when Jesus said, Talitha cum, put out your hand and rise up. He prayed, put out his hand and raised her from the dead because of Christ. Serious question. What do you think it was like for Tabitha to go through that? For her to go through life, death, resurrection. How does that phrase go? She traversed the threshold from life to death and then back to life. Wonder what was going through her mind. And then, did you notice what happened? Many people came to believe because of what happened to Tabitha. They saw something and their lives changed. If you look closely, this room is full of changed lives. Tabitha began a movement that spread well beyond the community. She literally inspired millions of people to use whatever gifts they've been given by God to serve others. Tabitha's story had a ripple effect, right? A life lived with faithfulness. That's you. Tabitha used her gifts to bless others, to bless those who she encountered, right? Guess what? We're called to do the same thing. We are. God has given us gifts. May we be inspired by God to use our gifts to help and to love others today and every day. You certainly helped me with your gifts today. It's fabulous to see you.